This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, November 9th. Well, yesterday cattle markets were slightly higher. After a weaker start, markets ended up, some of the defers like the feeders and some of the lives ended up with an outside day higher. But I think what's more notable is where they sold off to and where they bounced up from. On the live cattle, the back months got down to those old highs, which is something that they had not done, even though the front months had done it and even gotten below those summer highs. The back months now got down to those summer highs and bounced off of them so far. And feeder cattle, we saw the markets come down to those summer swing lows. So there are different looks to the charts between the lives and the feeders. But the deferred feeders got down to those late August, early September lows and appear at least to find some buying stepping up there. Some of the deferreds got, like the Jans, got an outside day higher after testing those lows. So it's a key price level, the 145 level on Jan feeders. In November front month, of course, volume is dropping off there. We didn't quite get as deep as those August lows, but the January certainly did. I'm expecting the market will bounce up from there and we'll come back up and test the level that was the summer high. And that would be the right shoulder of a head and shoulders top type of formation. What we're seeing develop so far is a pretty well balanced potential developing into a head and shoulders. You know, the rally from the summer low up into the fall high, the sell off now into the fall low, testing those late summer lows. All of that seems to be kind of well balanced time wise and price wise. So we'll see how this moves forward over the next couple weeks. It's, you know, typically you see your seasonal highs in early November. Well, we're kind of getting past that time window, but I think that has shifted because of the heavy rains and the delays in winter wheat plantings and winter wheat development, the muddy feedlots. I think you're going to see just a 2 to 3 week delay in that seasonal rally. That's just my take on things. You know, obviously the charts have had a lot of damage done to them, so I don't think you're going to see new highs, certainly not in feeder cattle. Front month live cattle still could have that. You still could see at least a test of the highs that were put in here about a month and a half ago, and quite likely could take them out in some of these deferreds. That seasonal run would take you up into early December. So we still have time for that, and from a chart formation structure, you still have some room for that to happen as well. We'll just have to see how it plays out. So far, cash trade has been relatively light for the week, but it's been right at steady money from last week. The box beef trade, however, has been mostly lower this week, and we were down fairly hard yesterday on both the choice and select. Choice down 215. At 216. Select was down 266. We're sitting at 199. The spread is widening back out. We're at 1696, and movement was 128 loads. Export sales yesterday were fairly disappointing, 11,500 tons. Japan took 3,500. South Korea took 3,100. Now we're missing, every 4 or 5 weeks we see Hong Kong show up and they buy bought 11,000 tons. You know, without that, the volume drops off pretty significantly. But even at 11,000 tons, that's notably less than where the trade had been averaging, right around 14,000 over the last several weeks, except for those big pushes when Hong Kong shows up. So we are clearly seeing some reaction to likely the stronger dollar is making it more expensive. I think you're seeing more competition show up from Australia. And some are suggesting Argentina as well, liquidating some herds, putting some beef onto the export market. But I think that primarily would be Australia. They've got some large herds. And so far, they're talking about shipping wheat from the West Coast to the East Coast to feed those herds. But I think ultimately, it's going to come down to, especially if wheat prices rally, where the money flows as far as where that wheat will go. If they can't get it to the East Coast, and you're going to see some pretty significant liquidation of herds because Australia is mired in an intense drought. And, just to think that the western state of Australia would decide to move wheat to the East Coast rather than into the Indonesian markets clearly tells you how high prices are there, number one. And where, you know, how tough a situation it is, number two, because you rarely see that. Either way, I think ultimately you're going to see more herd liquidation coming out of Australia. That's going to put a lot of hamburger on the market, and it's probably going to hit the market right about the time your seasonal rally is over with, the holidays are behind us, and then you start looking at resuming that longer-term downward cycle in the cattle complex. That's most likely when an increase in world supplies of beef will hit the market, and it just kind of exasperate the bearishness that we expect to see. So we're kind of holding out for one more bump up that should at least test the highs in live cattle. In feeders, I don't think we'll test those highs, but it certainly could mean that we get another $4 or $5 rally. I think that's certainly in the cards, maybe a little bit more. But ultimately, still looking for a pretty big push to the downside as you get into next late spring, early summer, or throughout the summer months. Usually get some pretty significant drops down into June and in August. So I would target kind of that window, probably a summer low, as to be a long-term low, kind of a washout type of trade. How it develops, we'll have to see, but we do have record numbers on feed. You're still going to have a lot of this record amount of beef production for the next several months, and I think that will coincide with, you know, those lows. The stock market seems to be holding together fairly well, but if that starts to roll over, you start to get some hiccups in the economy, which certainly is in the cards because of this massive trade war we have with China, then I think and probably triggering a slowdown in world economic growth. All of that will converge, I think, and that's not going to, it's not bullish, obviously, for anything, and especially the cattle complex. So that wraps it up for the commentary in cattle. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.